I had this classmate in primary school. Came to pass that every time he enters the class will begin to smell. The smell that follows him everywhere is the smell of fresh fish. And it was because his mother was into fish business. And so the whole house was stained with that odor of the business of the mother. When he shows up in the class, even if you didn't see him enter, you will know, because the atmosphere will announce him. If you stay in God's presence long enough, something will stain you. There will be something that will start following you out. The same way you cannot hide where you are coming from. There is nothing like a secret Christian. There will be a fruit that must follow you out. If you tarry in the presence long enough, the presence will leave a signature on your life. Mind you, all of the affliction of the prodigal son became very glaring the more he journeyed far from the presence of the Father. If the devil is able to take you away from the presence of God, all kinds of woes, all kinds of afflictions will then become the experience of that man. And then the only thing God can do for you is to invite you back to the presence. Everything God has for man is in his presence. The Bible says, in his presence, there is fullness of joy. That joy you are looking for is inside his presence. The presence of God has laws and demands around it. It takes a level of demand, a level of law, condition to host the presence of God. The presence of God has certain criteria to host it. But any man that becomes a host for the presence of God, one of the things you will see in your life without missing words is that that God that has dwelt in you will begin to leave certain fruits in your life, because he will not deny you openly. The thing you are with him secretly, he will not deny you openly. I rather spend 30 minutes, as little as it is, in the presence of God and then come and talk for 3 minutes. When you do that, what you experience is that your vocal cord will become a passageway for the spirit you have fellowshipped with all along. As I speak to us this night, there are many people sitting here. You don't remember the last time something happened in your life that you did not work for. There are people sitting here that the devourer has aligned himself with their finances. And so before any blessing comes, there is always a kind of challenge that swallows it up. There are people here listening to me quietly. Nobody can help them. I began to share these things last time I was here. Nobody helps them. If you dare help them, you will have your attack too. There are people who are trying to package, trying to look nice, trying to look as though they are happy, but their whole life is full of sadness. There are people here who don't know the last time they were not frequenting the hospital. They don't know the last time they were not depending on drugs. People are managing many things, and it's unfortunate that we have become masters of packaging. We know how to pretend as though all is well. We have found a way not to look beggarly to people, and so there are a lot of people going through things that some of us, if you get a hint of it, you will be going around complaining. Today, my emphasis this night is the visitation of God. Jesus will be showing us mercy first. The reason why mercy is the first channel that God will use to give us encounters this night is because many of the things we are bedeviled with, many of the things we are struggling with and many of the things that is challenging our life. It did not happen by injustice. There were certain things, certain compromise the devil brought us into. And then that action that we did became a door for Satan to find access into our life. The Bible says, he that breaks the edge, the serpent will strike. And so the serpent does not strike until the edge is broken. And so anytime Satan attacks a person, the reaction from that person is to quickly begin to frequent prayer houses, begin to pray violent prayers, begin to make dangerous declarations, and join the catalog of believers to begin to declare as though they want to prove God. And if God must help you, the first thing you will appeal for is mercy. Because what has brought this wickedness to your life, it is a contradiction of the law of God that has opened the door for Satan. Satan is hanging around, waiting for the day you will break a commandment. That commandment you broke is not just disobedience. The commandment is an opening for Satan. Satan can use that disobedience to enter your life. And so there is no instruction of God that is supposed to make God feel more like a God. Every instruction of God is for your own good. God gave those instructions considering the consequence of not doing that thing, because he knows the number of spirits that are on ground waiting to capitalize on a disobedience so that they can enter the life of a man. Where are you going to start from? When perchance, in your days of ignorance, the accuser used all kinds of skin, drew you into certain sins that now became progressive. You know that sin in itself has a potential for growth. There is no sin that is intended to stop there. Every sin is attempting to draw you into a deeper place. So you probably considered the suggestion of Satan and fell for the sin of fornication. Satan did not intend that fornication will end in fornication. He will make either you take in. When you take in, the next sin that you will need to use this sin to cover is murder. You will need to commit murder. What Satan is looking for is not for you to sin. He's looking for legal ground to trap you and make you a prisoner, so that a time will come, the description of your life will only be found in Isaiah. They call those kind legal captives, lawful captives. So this captivity was established on lawful ground. So if it is lawful, you cannot come and say, "Live in the name of Jesus." Those kinds of spirits that secured their victims by lawful ground, they become vocal. They begin to talk back at the person who is commanding them. Have you ever been in a deliverance session and you heard a spirit expressing his opinion? It's a lawful captive. Let me give you one illustration. Jesus, Son of the Living God, what have we to do with you? This is a spirit telling Jesus, what have we to do with you? You know that our time has not come yet. And Jesus knew. You know what Jesus did? For the first time, Jesus dialogued with demons. So, who are you? And the demon said, my name is Legion. Please tell your neighbor Legion. I know you will not say it. That's why I say you should say it. You know what legion means? May God bless. Our mom is a battalion. It's a troop. It's a company. Legion is a military term in the Roman military structure. A legion is, oh my God, one human being, legion was inside him. Then the Spirit explained more. He said, because we are many. Lawful captive. You know what the Spirit does with that man? The person I'm describing to you is the demoniac of Gadara. The Bible says, day and night, in the daytime, the Spirit will carry him to the peak of the mountain and be using stones to cut himself. Then in the night, he will be crying on the peak of the mountain. There is these two things the Bible said about him. That in the daytime, he will afflict himself. In the night, he will cry. You know what happens in the night? I hope you know every madman has a brief period of momentary sanity. Where they briefly enter, what? Then they resume. The Bible says in the night, the Spirit will give him small break. When he sees what his life has become, and he's in Namibitis, he will begin to cry. I'm speaking to people who are here, just in case you have found out that you have decided to stop something or to break free from something, and you don't find the capacity in you to walk out from it. You are dealing with a lawful captivity. There is something that has established a lawful ground to keep you glued to that appetite. And if help does not come this night, the story of your life will be rising, falling, until you draw your last breath unprepared and head into questionable eternity. Do I go ahead and share the cases of people anytime breakthrough wants to happen for their life? Something wants to come big for them. They will have a dream and see themselves sleeping with somebody. As soon as they have that encounter, the breakthrough vanishes from their life. You are about to take a step into marital settlement. Everything is almost working out. That stranger comes again and sleeps with you. I want to share some things with you this night because it's a miracle service. And miracles, like our daddy said, can be explained. It's not luck. It's not probability. There is a formula around miracle. Don't wait until you are old, though. I see a lot of young people here. Don't wait until you are old before you study the pattern in your life. From now, you can already see something trying to shape your life. And just in case you are not diligent enough to contemplate on the affairs of your life, look upon those who bore you. Look at the generation that brought you forth. Look at their life carefully. Don't be deceived. They are not lazy. Some of them woke up early, slept late at night, only to eat the bread of sorrow. There are certain things installed in the bloodline to make sure that a strong man will not emerge from that family. And so I can go over and over about cases where somebody begins to try to break out of that thing and then they cut him off. Because the only way to register that captivity is that if you overdo it, they will cut you untimely. A child can already be a victim of the spirit of loss. Daddy, from a baby, nobody will know. A case was brought to my notice, a school in Sabo Jari. A nursery two child took a nursery two girl to the toilet and was raising her skirt up and was just looking. Nobody knows what he's looking for till today. Nursery two. You see that type? Eh? That type is follow come. Nobody taught him. The inspiration is like original charger. It came with the package. In case you are laughing, when that person becomes 15 years, It's only you that would think he has changed. He did not change. He has always been that person. The spirit just didn't see the right development of the body to deploy the full weight of lust. So the spirit would be waiting inside that vessel, waiting for the secondary sexual appendages to develop so that he can set that body in course. That age, 1 to 15 or 18 years, is the time the spirit uses to master the soul of that person. And the person will get up one day at his teenage years and then see a strange addiction and then say, by the grace of God, during watch night service, by the grace of God, in 2023, I will not do it. Do you know how long the thing that kept you bound? Do you know how long he has been inside your vessel? He is just showing himself small now. And you think you can use vow. Do I go ahead and talk about people whose hand must spoil the thing in their life? Even God cannot help them because there is a programming in their life that makes sure it is with your own hand you will destroy your breakthrough. And it is when they have ruined things that they will now come back to their senses and say, I would not have done this thing like this. I would have handled this thing differently. Can I share cases of people who will be angry and ruin the plan of God? And once they have spoiled everything, then they will now realize that something has happened here. You are not the one. There is a spirit behind the action. You are already going small, small. You don't know yet. You will look back like some people, I don't believe it. You had friends growing up, classmates in different class from primary one. Every time you change class, it's a potential time to have a new network of potential helpers. You arrive at adulthood. Now you are 40, you are 50, and you cannot look back in your life. No one human being, no one can look at you and say, come and join me in the palace. How many people continue to point at television screen and say, we were. Oh. You see this thing we are talking about, like play like this. There are many of you, you will not be a king, but you will be a friend of the king. And by that measure of that connection, God has established you. In the programming of ordination, they know that it's not everybody that will stand in that particular peak, but they will link people up. And so in the season of linkage, the spirits that have... I will not sugarcoat anything this night. One day I sat down with a very elderly man close to me. And he told me, he said, Emmanuel, I have two mistakes in my life. I may not give you keys of success, but I can show you what not to do. And I sat down quietly listening to him. He said, number one, I ignored associations. When a spirit wants to bring you down, they begin to isolate you. Let me tell you how demons work, in case you don't know. There is something in you that will start convincing you that to hell with everybody. You don't need anybody. It's destruction that is calling you small, small. There is something that will tell you that everybody is wrong. So you are the only one that is right. Once you are thinking like that, it's already a programming. It's a spirit that installed it. If you know how empty man is, you will realize you are not capable of conceiving a thought by yourself. Every thought was inspired by his spirit. So, in the day where they wanted to investigate how man operates intellectually, the Bible says, let this mind be in you. There's a way the mind of Christ should be thinking. More than 4 or 5 people are telling you about one thing. You are still arguing. You now believe that one day you will shock everybody. And you are the one that will be shocked. Every house you go to, you fight with everybody. Then you claim that they don't like light. It's your light that is, you you know, pushing out their darkness. Today, I came only for honest people. There is a way you will live your life. 4 generations after, you will still be suffering. Even when the king sent for your child, one of the king's person will say, is he not this person's child? You can become a padlock to your destiny. Then you will also lock the destiny of your children. I'm talking now because the things I'm saying is life I'm giving you in a spirit that is addressing certain things in people's life. Some of you, your miracle is not about power. Your miracle is about a change of attitude. You will just realize suddenly everything you needed was already around you. There is something you must change. There are people here, you are almost spoiling your marriage with your own hand. And you are still riding that horse of arrogance. You are just doing what you want to do. You think that it's about right and wrong. It's a spirit that is using you. And let me tell you how demons do. When they finish using you and they have brought your life to a mess, then they will step aside and begin to mock you about the things they were the ones that used you to do. How many spirits possess people and use them in the enterprise of lust? When they have spent her years, then they begin to mock her. Brother, I beg you by the name of the Lord, don't take these things I'm sharing this night for granted. Imarama, ah, Imarama. Imarama to the lamp who sits on the throne. There are some of us, the one thing standing between you and your breakthrough now, in all honesty, is forgiveness. There is, you know what I'm doing this night? I'm just doing spiritual diagnosis. The way you have different kinds of diseases physically, that once you see the person say, I have pain around my joints, my temperature is high, I have headache, a physician can say, these are symptoms of malaria. I want to share certain things that make for delay. That is, if you want to diagnose delay, the devil must put bitterness in your heart. Once the devil is able to use people to truly offend you, so the bitterness will be legitimate. You have the fair reason to be angry. You deserve to be angry. And anytime you explain it to people, they will say, God, that person will try. You know what Satan has achieved? He has banished you from the presence of God. You know what he has done? The only way for man to enter the presence of God, you enter into his presence with praises and into his courts with thanksgiving. That heart that has been corrupted with bitterness, praises is not your normal place. You don't know how, you can't praise. Satan has banished you from ever coming before God. I don't care how many hours you spend in church, if bitterness is in you, it's a padlock. You will never be able to see God. Number two, the Bible says, with joy shall you draw from the well of salvation. Tell me, how can you draw from salvation if you have no joy? So demons who are wise, they know what to attack in your life. If they remove that one, they say, do anything you want. If you like, write any aptitude test. Ask God anything. He can't hear you. You don't know how to enter into his presence. They have sapped joy out of your... There is somebody here. Your own is your husband. He did something 7 years ago. The thing is still here. By this side, like this. Have you had heartbreak before? There's one special pain only heartbreak brings. It will be warm. It's a small warm feeling here. You will try to drown it. You will try to remove your mind from it. Your brain will remind you again, then you feel that in there. You know the only thing that heals that pain? Eh? Let's talk now. You are pretending. The only thing that can heal that type is time. Nothing else. No, see, there are days when you are going through that pain. People will now come and be trying to, you know, say, I beg, forget that girl. I don't even know what you were doing with her in the first place. It is God that even scattered this relationship. The more they are saying it, the only thing that can heal it is time. It's only time that can heal it. You know what I just told you now? There is a treatment in the world of spirit that the drug is time. If you start crying, the only thing God can do for you, He will give you time. If Jesus is interested in you, He will teach you many things. Because one day, your life will become a catalog of encounters. There is nobody that will stand before you, you cannot tell them, I understand. And when Jesus is busy dealing with you, you will not know that it's because of people. That bitterness, if it does not leave this night, not even God can help you. Finally, before we pray, Jesus will be healing people this night. There will be restoration this night. There will be impartation of anointings this night. One of the things God will be giving to us cheaply is the anointing of favor. Many of us, you have never enjoyed it. You have heard of favor. You even confess it with your mouth. But let me tell you something about favor. While you are sleeping, God will make people to be working for you. Then you will look at your life one day and realize time cannot explain your results. That you cannot say this thing. If you use this kind of time, you can make it happen. It means there are other people who were working. Oh, mind you, there are a lot of us here. That thing I was sharing that first day, man was not designed to work throughout his life. Favor is an economy that God wills to man. The favor of God will make that where other men saw no vacancy, as you are coming, they will just change the rule just because of you. As you enter, they will turn you back. Somebody told me one day that Nigeria is hard, and that we can, if we like, let's be pretending. That was when I knew that we are not all living in the same country. You are the only one that is staying. You can live in Zion. You just realize that it matters from what realm you are living. It matters from what place your confession is built upon. Today, I want to invite everybody here that Satan has used one wickedness or another to cheat them out of their inheritance with God. There are many things that are your own, like I said last time. But you must sustain capacity to bear them. There are things that God has already given to you, things. But we must open our hearts up to receive this night. There are people that your prayer point that you continue to pray for, God has heard it more than 2 years ago. The only thing standing between you and that thing you have asked for is your heart. If you are here and you are a person who is involved in business, or you are aspiring for that, the business world has its own rules and regulations, a strange protocol. If you enter the business world as a believer alone, you will fail. You will be feeling guilty to make profit. I've met Christians that said, "But sir,
I bought this thing 20 naira, and I now sold it for 40 naira, but there's a guilt in my heart. What should I do? And I say, stop doing business. It's not for you. I've met people also who go and write in front of the door of their shop, this shop belongs to Jesus. And you don't know that it's not only Christian that will come and buy something from your place. Every environment has rules and regulations. Then they wake up one day and say, they don't understand why people are not coming to the shop so much. So I now say, do you have a signboard in front of your shop? He said, yes. I said, no, there's another one that you put where that this shop belongs to Jesus. It's spirits that will come and buy from you. You are not married, and there is always an engagement ring in your finger. Are they not doing you from your village? It's only Jesus that can help a man. There are many ways Satan can cheat your life. And like I told you, there's nothing that you did that you are the one that did it. There is always a spirit that told you, just put this finger in, put this ring in this finger so that your friends will not renew you. And what you just did was that you just closed the marital season. There is somebody that destiny has orchestrated that is supposed to contemplate on your matter, and on that day, your finger will be so clear before him. Lastly, before we pray, like I said, pride. You see this thing I want to talk about now? Eh? There is a kind of pride that manifests itself like humility. Eh? That is, the person comes up and says, I remain my humble self. If you hear that one, now pride. That type, eh? The reason why I'm saying these things, I am listing out the infirmities that not even God can help you. Because God resists the proud. What it means is that the enemy of the proud man is not Satan, it's God. When God sees a proud man, God doesn't want to leave the man the way he saw him. God wants to bring him down. You know, people say God lift us up, and God has not answered many people, so they are in the same condition. When God sees a proud man, God will not leave him the way he saw him. God will draw him down again. The Bible says God will abase the proud. And now come to church and come and lie down by this pulpit here with your guava oil. Eh? And you are saying, Lord, any spirit of poverty, I enter my financial rest. My father, as you are praying, there are two gates in your soul. One is the words of your mouth. Number two is the meditation of your heart. While you are praying, Jesus is not only listening to your words, he is listening to your heart too. And most times, where Satan cancels all your 5 hours of prayer from. This is why I'm always emphatic about teaching on prayer. Because it is better you did not waste time than when you went there, you did not abide by the rules and regulations that guard that enterprise. So the person is praying now for breakthrough. Guess what is in his heart? Just guess now. There's one thought that crossed his mind. There's one Lexus chip he bought. Then he wind down the glass. There's one street, one particular street that he must go and drive and pass. And he will drive slowly. There's one girl on that street that will be standing outside when he is driving. Then you now look at her and say, ah, you are still here? You know what he's battling with? It's one pain that he does not know that this thing becomes a resistance. God will not give you anything to lavish on your own lust. When God gives you something, he's supposed to make good, make rich, and add no sorrow. So the successes of God are good successes. There are people
People have rained at you too much in your life growing up. So the reason for your quest for prosperity is a revenge mission. And Jesus cannot answer that kind of prayer. There are people, you want to show up one day and say, did I not tell you that I will make it in this life? Somebody told me that he's going to buy one man's house and break it. There's a pain somewhere. That pain is what can make God himself cannot help you. If you like, do anything. God knows that if wealth enter your hand, it will expose another shade of wickedness that was not allowed to manifest all this while. Do I go ahead and share about certain men that are sitting quietly at home and you think they are humble? It's just poverty. You have not known their working step. Their real working step, once their account balance increased. There's one man, he said, that this is somebody that has been quiet at home, living a righteous life. He said that there's a taste that only beer can quench now. Because God gave him money. You don't know whether you are a thief yet until the kind of money that you can steal from. Eh? They put it in your hand like this and they leave you. That's the first day you will learn something about yourself. Only you. You don't know it yet. You don't know whether you can fornicate until the kind of person you like asks you out. And just in case your taste never asks you out, don't make mouth. Today's spirit will have your time. They will package that thing that you used to think in your heart and they will bring it. The person will show up. That day you will know that your speaking in tongues is a lie. One of your prayers this night is, Lord, anything in my heart. Some of you, one heartbreak since 2012. Till today, you just get up in the morning and do move on. You are always going to check the person's status or the picture they are uploading. You will go and check, you will zoom it, you would zoom it and check, and they see her hand myself, she's just bleaching. Move on, live your life. Just live your life. You know, there are young men here. There are some young men here. One girl said no to you. You now say, I must make it. You don't know that I must make it cannot be because of girl. You can't make it then. I must make, you know what he's thinking? That as he is growing in life, she should remain stagnant. Then one day he will be inside his jeep. She'll be by one wheelbarrow somewhere. Then he will now drive past and slow down and say, are you not Monica or somebody like that? What you don't know is that as you are increasing in life, she's also increasing. Don't tie your happiness to any condition. Sisters, please listen to me. Don't live for now alone. And then don't suffer and all your hope is only in tomorrow. Is a balance. The reason why I follow this route is so that we will not just come, start praying, start ministering to people, then you now go. I wonder you can hold something after today, hold it. You know that the Holy Ghost told you to change this one in your life, that if you can remove this one, I will move. I know that I said that prayer that I talked about was the last one. Now, this is the last one before we pray. Eh? Please, I'm begging somebody wherever you are. The reason why we go this path, if I followed the way I'm feeling, because if you observe, I am not so apostolic in my teaching this night. So I'm not speaking fast. Normally, if I don't put humor and comedy in this, you'll be sleeping by now. But the fact that you are laughing does not mean that it's a funny thing we're talking about. It's the destiny and the lives of people that we are actually diagnosing.
And so just in case God has addressed a matter in your life, when we start praying, your first prayer point is show me mercy. 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 Lastly, as regarding this matter of transformation, restoration, and ultimately the impartation of God to our life, there's nobody here, nobody here that will come before God that will not come first through mercy. In fact, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. Then it says all have sinned. If you do, you know what it means if the wages of sin is death, then the reward for sin is death. Death. And then everybody has sinned, it means everybody should die. So any man who is wise, the first thing he brings before God is have mercy. You know that's the most popular prayer of David. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy. There are things today that no human being will have the opportunity to look into in your life. You know what God uses mercy to do? When you ask for mercy, God will not need to show you what you did again. That mercy will just cover for anything that was done that is resulting to this attack. Mercy will cover everything. In fact, many of us don't know the economy of mercy. God is fair and just. And so, when God judges, if God judges anybody, even the person will say, it's fair. You know, there are some people here who think that they are always arguing. They think they will go and argue in the throne of eternity. So after they finish judging, they will now say, I know grief. When they read your script for you, you yourself, you say, not true. And you can say, not true, and be heading to hell. Guys, when they finish reading out all that you did with your life, then they now say, judge yourself. You will just turn and face hell. Nobody will argue on that day. You know what they will do? They will play your life before your eyes. Now, this God that judges like this, there are many spirits that come to his court, including Satan. In Job chapter 1, the Bible says, in the days when the sons of God were gathered, Satan came. You know what Satan comes to do? He comes with case. The name they call him there, they call him the accuser of the brethren. That title, is not known on earth. It's only spirits that know him with that one there. It's because when he comes with his barrister clothes, with a big file, different people's name. So while he's there, they'll just show that you are on earth. You are saying, hey, talk about that. Then Satan will say, please, one minute, sir. I just want to tell you about this person that it's not like I want to report him, but you know that you are a fair God and the foundation of your throne is righteousness and justice. God will say yes. And you say, well, by this same time yesterday, this is what this woman was doing. I just say I should tell you, it's not like I say anything should happen. There was a reverend, 75 years old reverend, served as a reverend for 40 years. 40 years faithful service. Then he became sick and was on the hospital bed, almost about to pass out. You know what Satan did, sir? Satan came by the bed of the hospital. The man that he could not catch for 40 years, he came by his bedside and said, your type, they are few in this life. 40 years of faithfulness with God? No. Your kind, they are few. They are few. The man embraced that report and died with a smile on his face. As soon as he opened his eyes in eternity, he saw himself with a garment, but a big stain was by the chest. And so an angel now said that because of this stain, he cannot enter. He started crying. While he was crying, he resumed back into his body. As soon as he entered his body back in the hospital, the word of the Lord came to him that I am your righteousness. I was the one that has kept you for these 40 years. So in that last minute, Satan still came for him. You know why his body was able, his spirit was able to enter his body back? His mercy. I will tell you why. Normally, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, judgment. You know why God brought another economy called mercy? It's because anytime he wants to give his judgment, he doesn't want to be chained and tied because of what he has said before. So when Satan comes and says, but see what you said, you know what God answers through mercy? He says, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I will not explain why I'm having the mercy. If it is mercy, you will not understand why I have done it. And any man I give my mercy to, the justice will not reign in his life. What David had was mercy. It's only Isaiah that told us the covenant upon his head. Isaiah called it the sure mercy of David. You and David will go and commit a crime. They will cut you off immediately. The way God will so deal with you. Then David, you see David still standing. One day God came to David and said, I give you two options. This thing you have done, we must punish you for it. But choose. Choose between these two conditions. Either I will give your enemy a chance to touch you small, or me myself, I will punish you. You know what David said? He said, I will dive into your own hand instead. At least with you, there is mercy. Anytime God, if David said that kind of thing to God, God would just, what is this guy? He said, I choose you to be the one to punish me. Because if it is you, at some point, you will show me mercy. Those things touches God's heart. Mercy. Your healing can happen through mercy this night too. You just realize that, you know, there is a voice. There are people here. The reason why I have said what I have said is because there is an accusing voice in their heart, always reminding them that they deserve what they are going through. And such ones, you can't help them unless mercy overrides that voice. God says, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. Maybe you want to pray now. You will take the next 4 minutes and pray one prayer point. Think of anything that is faulty in your life. Think of any situation that is not going well. You are crying one prayer point. Have mercy upon me, son of David. That's the prayer of blind Bartimaeus. This guy is blind, but he did not ask for healing for his eyes. He was crying and saying, have mercy. Blind Bartimaeus was crying for mercy. And they say, what do you want? Because he knows the only way you can attract God's attention is mercy. Mercy. Where you are now is a good time to pray. And don't let your heart to wander out of the presence of God in a time of intervention as this. Have mercy upon me. Show me mercy. Show me mercy, Jesus. Show me mercy, Jesus. Show me mercy. Like this. Show me mercy. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, don't abandon me. Show me mercy. 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 Just in case you've been in the hospital time and time again, and the best submission of physicians is that there's nothing wrong with you, what you need this night is mercy. Just in case, no matter how hard you work, you don't always see the commensurate level of results that should accommodate that level of work, what you need this night is mercy. Just in case delay is trying to regulate your life. What you take 1 week is becoming 1 year. Show me mercy. Just in case you can see the life of all the people before you, your father, your mother, you can see how their life played out, and you are beginning to see your own life. Your own life is beginning to look like that. What you need this night is mercy. Can we all be on our feet now? Everybody, quickly. Show us mercy. Are you tired just now? Are you tired of asking for mercy? I'm going to lead you in 3 prayer points, and thereafter I would minister to people. Prayer point number 1. Every atmosphere, every wickedness, every weapon fashioned against me, every program installed upon my destiny to make sure I never become the true version that God has ordained for me to be, everything that has been put in my life to cause for self-destruction, as I begin to pray, I uproot it out of my life. Lift up, hold the hands of somebody by your side, because there will be need to charge somebody up now. Make sure you live with somebody. Everything God did not plant in your life, I uproot it now. Lift up your voice and pray. You are praying for that person. I uproot everything God has not planted in your life. I uproot everything God has not planted. I'm not going to be able to do it. Are you praying? Are you praying? I am tired of my situation. Everything God has not planted, I uproot by fire. That's why you are praying. There are people here who have been victims of the attacks of witches and wizards. Witches and wizards. They are coming from families where active kobolds are regulating the outcome of the life of the members of those clans. There are people here that from time to time they begin to look for some of their personal items and it is not found. And they just leave that talk for a while. Huh. Prayer point number two. Every altar, every foundation that is projecting attack into my life, every mystery they have used, as we begin to pray, we judge them by fire. Please lift up your voice and pray. We judge them by fire. Every altar, every cover, every altar, we judge by fire. We judge by fire. We judge by fire. We judge by fire. We judge by fire.
I'm not going to be able to do that.
Ushers, please go around. I need you to bring anybody that the power of God comes upon. Everybody who comes under power, bring them to the front here. I need to lay my hands on them. Prayer point number 3. I told you we pray 3 prayer points and thereafter we begin to minister. Pray, lifting your voice now. Every power, every utterance, every mystery, every enchantment, every curse, every divination working against my family, working against my bloodline, as I begin to pray, I disconnect my fire, The time has come. The moment is here. Everybody, can you lift up your hands as a sign of expectation? The fire of the Holy Ghost will begin to touch people from the back to the front, from the left. Help them, others, look at. Help them from the left to the right, from the back to the front. Holy Ghost fire. Favor is an anointing. That thing I've been talking about, Jesus wants to give it now. It will descend upon people like rain. Holy Ghost, at the count of 3, shower your fire of rain. Now, 1 in the name of Jesus, 2 in the name of Jesus, 3 in the name of Jesus. Favor upon you now. There is something Jesus tells me to do. Ancient oil, ancient
ancient oil is what I hear in my spirit. Ancient oil. He wants to hand over ancient mantles to people. This one is only for those that have a ministerial call on their life. It's for them. This one is for ancient oil. Ancient oil. And so, Spirit of the Lord. Spirit of the Lord. Spirit of the Lord. Come upon those ones now. Come upon them. Come upon them. Come upon them. Overshadow them. Overshadow them. Overshadow them. Ancient oil. Ancient oil. Jesus wants to do something for one of these women wearing this uniform. One of you, among three of you. And so, Holy Ghost, according to your word, I declare that season loose now. I command the heavens open now. I release the dew of favor now. I declare the dew of favor now. The dew of favor now. I hear restoration. Restoration. Jesus wants to return everything the thief has stolen from your life. And so at the count of three, wherever you are, you will shout Jesus as loud as you can. Including those who are in the front here, there will be a touch of restoration. Even years that are lost will come back. Health that is stolen will come back. Opportunities will come back. Amen. Relationships will come back.
Amen.
Are you ready? At the count of three, you will shout Jesus. One, two, three.
Jesus!
Holy Ghost! 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 Like a snake is moving in your body. There's movement. There's nothing you have not done to uninstall that wickedness. As I'm speaking to you right now, there's fire coming on your head. Fire, fire is coming on your head. That movement, you will never feel it from today again. The serpent is being judged now. I command that operation leave her body now. In the name of Jesus. And so, Father, by the power of your Spirit, I terminate evil now. I quench wickedness now. I command you installation out of her in the name of Jesus. I'm seeing something. I'm seeing somebody looking at somebody's, you know, image. I'm seeing somebody looking at somebody's image. Everywhere that they monitor your transition in life from, every system that gives accurate information to enemies as regarding your possibilities and potential breakthroughs, everything that gives them the right resource to build attack against your life, I declare right now for that particular individual, it's not everybody, I declare for you now, We scatter the link between you and your enemy.
Amen.
We scatter the connection now.
Amen.
We break the connection now.
Amen.
I declare they can't enter your dreams again.
Amen.
They can't enter your dreams again.
Amen.
They can't enter your dreams again.
Amen.
Every spirit of manipulation that uses people's faces to come and sell deceitful information to you, every manipulative spirit, I declare right now, I separate you and them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Spirits that scatter families, spirits that scatter marriages, selling licentious details to people, telling them what is not true, and they get up from that encounter and begin to hate who they should love. By the power of the Spirit, anybody in this place that spirit has made that they have lost something important, I scatter that operation now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus
Christ.
Now I stand in partnership with the angel of God over this house, our father, Pastor Kenny, and I release prophetic words into your life. I declare you shall be the head and not the tail. I prophesy everything that must walk before you enter your breakthrough begins to walk now.
Amen.
Anybody that must remember you for Pharaoh to invite you, may they remember you now.
Amen.
I declare every wickedness that has kept you down, that has delayed you, we uproot from your life now.
Amen.
Hear me. No weapon formed or fashioned against you will prosper.
Amen.
Any tongue that rises up against you in judgment, we condemn it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I prophesy between now and the next 7 days, there will be quantum restoration.
Amen.
Please listen to me. Between today and the next 7 days, the same way God walked for 6 days and entered his rest on the seventh, on the seventh day, you must have entered your rest.
Amen.
I command every door you have been knocking on that has refused to open for you, every door you have been knocking, and Father, be opened in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Doors of marriages, doors of admission, doors of jobs, doors of businesses, doors of contracts, doors of possibilities, be opened in the name of Jesus Christ. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Those of us who are here that people have written of, may the oil of gladness come upon your head now. Those of us that Satan has done a lot of damage in our life, may the beauty for ashes come upon your life now.
Amen.
And I declare, may the restoration of the Lord settle upon you and your own in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Wherever you are, begin to appreciate the Lord. Begin to thank him from your heart. Begin to celebrate.